Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Stroud under center, takes the knee. The season is over for the Houston Texans. They charge into Arrowhead Stadium, but come up short 23-14 and see their drive for the AFC Championship game come to an end. Kansas City prevails. Texans start their offseason. The Chiefs back in the AFC Championship game, and Houston, 14 points on the board at the end of the night. They could not get it done here, and they'll reset going into 2025.
Yeah, here we are heading into another interesting offseason, and here we are once again. Sixth time the Texans make the divisional round. Sixth time we come in on a Monday licking our wounds and wondering what needs to happen for the Texans to get a little further. And there's a lot to dig into with this game. Both, I think, that people are very interested in here locally about the game itself, the way the Texans played, what the future looks like for this team. And then I think, too, storylines with this game that popped even beyond just Houston and Kansas City nationally. Yes, we will talk about the officials in this game. I know this is a strict no referee complaining zone, but to a degree, we will lift the ban today because of the egregious calls. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I'm trying to lift myself out of this depression that I get at the end of every football season where my team doesn't win a Super Bowl, which has been every single season ever in the history of me as a Bills fan growing up. And it's tough, man. It's tough. And it is. It's compounded by the fact that you and I, especially, Sean, I think, have been getting attacked over and over again by people who traditionally and normally love us because we warned everybody, hey, don't get too wrapped up in the officiating. And then, by gar!
I'm like, these people won.
I have been under attack. Non-stop.
Me too.
By people who I want to like me. Yeah. I don't mind being hated and despised by various people. But the people who I want to like me are also like angry at me right now.
Yeah.
This is the one thing I'd say about this. I'm angry, but it's a little bit different. I'm not mad at the officials themselves because honestly, the way that rule is enforced In the way it's written in the playbook and the way they expect the officials to call it, it's bogus. And Pat Mahomes exploits it to an extreme degree. He takes a rule that is meant to protect the safety of quarterbacks, and then he goes and puts himself in danger consciously to draw flags and exploit a rule that's supposed to protect quarterbacks. The NFL, for whatever reason, has decided not to make the fake slide illegal. Pat Mahomes is a practitioner of that. And then the NFL basically instructs the officials to, whenever there's any doubt about it at all, throw the flag. And then after that, they won't make it reviewable. Mm-hmm. So the second unnecessary roughness, I think, was the most egregious in that Mahomes had the chance to run out of bounds easily. It was right there for the taking. Instead, he put himself back into danger and ran towards three full-speed running defenders and then basically just – and then slid late, puts the defenders in an impossible position where they can't help but hit him or worry about the fake slide or anything else – and you end up getting penalized for it and extending a drive. It's unacceptable. They got to fix this. I'll blame it's the competition committee. It's Pat Mahomes himself because it's Bush League bogus crap that he doesn't really need to do. He's damn good enough already. Mm-hmm. And then also, look, it's on the coaches and owners too. Why have you not put more pressure on the competition committee? This is as much on D'Amico and Cal McNair as it is on anybody else here because they allow this crap to exist.
Yep.
They're out of my system.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think just specific to that Mahomes play, because we're gonna hear from D'Amico on this, Will Anderson Jr. on this in just a second, Troy Aikman on this. Man, Pat Mahomes almost broke Troy Aikman on Saturday afternoon. Like, Troy was ready to run down to the field himself and strangle Patrick Mahomes, I think. That specific play, it's not just running. I'm fine with guys that can get out of bounds and running back into danger if they're actually trying to gain yards. You know what I mean? Like, if you're running back in,
seeking contact.
If you're running back in there and you're putting a shoulder down, or you're actually running like a running, like Josh Allen would
if
run back into
forward progress.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Like,
he's
no
running laterally.
I have no problem with a guy not getting out of bounds if he's trying to act like a football player, not like James Harden. You know what I mean? Like, he.
Right.
And then there's the flop later in the game. Like, Mahomes is a great player, maybe the greatest player of this particular segment of football that we're in, you know, last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
That stuff's a joke. Like, that is an out and out, that's a flat out joke. Mahomes should be ridiculed for that stuff.
The flopping, especially, like flopping needs to be fined heavily, especially for quarterbacks because they make so much damn money. Yeah. The fact that it's not reviewable, the fact that the foot first slide in close quarters is never the best way to protect yourself as a quarterback. Case Keenum said as much when we had him on a few weeks ago. You know, what he tells young guys all the time is, if you're going to slide feet first, you better have room to do it. Because the last thing standing, the last thing remaining to hit by any defender, whether he tries to hit you or not, is your head, and it's dumb.
Yep.
Like, if Pat Mahomes genuinely wanted to avoid contact there, he would have turtled and gone down just to the ground.
Yep.
And it's just, it's so damn un-American.
Yeah,
it's just wrong. And was it a factor in the game? Yes. I'm kind of wired to try to not blame officiating because officiating is like a weather event. It's going to happen. You're going to have bad. This one bothers me because the actual rule and the way it's enforced, not the individual officials themselves, the actual rule itself is bogus. Well, and it's on. I blame Cal McNair and D'Amico Ryans as much as anybody else. Get this crap fixed in the offseason. Peyton Manning used to exploit the rule book all the time.
Right.
They fixed it.
Yes.
They changed two specific rules because Peyton Manning was dodgy in that manner.
As the local face of ownership and coaches, you blame them. I'm just picturing one of them getting in their car and turning on the radio and they're like, what did I do?
Get this crap taken care of.
Yeah, you're right.
It's bogus. It's bad for football.
I agree. No, I agree with you. Here was D'Amico after the game, and didn't exactly mention the referees by name, but boy, this sure does seem like a tip of the hat at the officiating here.
Yeah, we knew going into this game, man, it was us versus everybody, right? When I say everybody, it's everybody, all of whatever. Everybody, the naysayers, the doubt, right? Everybody we had to go against today. And, you know, going with that, knowing going into this game, what we were up against, we can't make the mistakes that we made, right? We had a lot of self-inflicted mistakes that happened, whether it's special teams not converting our kicks defensively, not being where we're supposed to be in coverage, all offensively, not protecting our quarterback and keeping them clean. So, you know, you marry that on top of everything else that we have to deal with, it's going to be a really tough uphill battle.
Okay, and so the pause there right before he said everybody again, to me, that pause was clearly, you may as well put referees in that blank right there if we were transcribing it.
Yeah.
D'Amico acknowledging at the back end there that, there's plenty the Texans did wrong in this game, and we absolutely should acknowledge that. Like, the Texans, to Seth's point earlier, the referees didn't lose this game for the Texans. It was an element in the game not going their way, to be sure. But they outgained the Chiefs by 124 yards. They didn't turn the ball over. They were well over 50% on third down in this game. Like, they kept the chains moving in this game. They were
honestly going back and watching the second half again. CJ Stroud played magnificently.
Yes,
the play when he had actual time to throw.
Yeah.
And to the receivers he was throwing to, without Nico Collins on the field for much of the second half, like, he made some incredible throws.
Yeah,
it was a great personal performance by him.
He was tight windowing John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson in this game. You know, like, so they were 10-17 on third down. They held the ball 7 minutes longer than the Chiefs in a game against the team that held the ball for 10 of the final 11 minutes the last time these two teams played a month ago. They held the ball for 7 minutes longer. Again, I do this exercise, Seth. Like, you told me those things before the game, that they were going to do these things, the Texans, like, blindly. I would have said, I bet they win this game. If they're 10 of 17 on third down, if they're out possessing and out gaining the Chiefs significantly, they're not turning the ball over on the road in this game. Are you kidding me? And yet, the F-ups were so bad. It wasn't just the penalties that Mahomes got for being Mahomes. They had other very bad penalties in this game. The 8 sacks allowed are the huge thing, and then that there was a sea of them, a barrage of them when you're trying to come back in a one-possession game. The special teams, Frank Ross and his crew picked the worst time to be the worst unit for this team on Saturday. They were awful, and the defense let Travis Kelce kill them slowly throughout the afternoon.
The special teams. I mean, the only person outside of Houston who's happy about the way that game was officiated was Kyme Fairbairn. Because he hasn't been lambasted nearly enough for whatever the hell that was. He was lucky to make the one field goal he did make. It was really, really bad.
God, that's right. He barely snuck that one in there.
Tommy Townsend with that 34-yard punt when you really needed a good
needed
punt.
Needed it, yeah.
They got it. The Chiefs got the ball at midfield. The Texans' defense... I was harsher on them after the game than I should have been, just because I forgot how bad the field position was on that touchdown drive after the Tommy Townsend 34-yard punt.
Yeah.
The kickoff return, Chris Boyd doing whatever the hell he was doing, that was just a mess and a disaster. That was really, really bad.
It was bad.
That was frustrating.
It was bad.
The offensive line, I knew they were going to lose some snaps in that. I don't know exactly why they felt like for four quarters Shaq Mason was going to at some point turn it around and start playing good football.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that. I'm not mad at Bobby Slowick for having Dalton Schultz on a defensive end on that one sack. I'm mad at Dalton Schultz. Look, the Chiefs were blitzing like crazy. They were sending six-man blitzes over and over and over again. Yeah, at times when you do that, you're going to end up with a tight end on a defensive end. Try to slow him down a smidgen.
Yeah.
Can you slow him down a smidgen?
Yeah.
The running backs were awful in pass protection and in blitz pickup. The 8 sacks is unacceptable. It's not like... I saw that one guy on Twitter, Fluffy Foo-Foo Bear or whatever, said that he was adamant that, like, look, the Texans were sad after those bad calls went against them. And that's why, all right, are we really going to do this? Are we going to be talking about your football players being sad? I didn't realize the offensive line was depressed the entire season, and that's why pass protection was so bad. I didn't realize that Dalton Schultz only pass blocks when he's got the warm fuzzies. And if he's got the cold pricklies, it's not a good day for it. Like, no, they gotta hold up their end of the bargain there, too. The offense just simply wasn't good enough this year. They did some really good things in this game. I thought C.J. Stroud was really good individually. I'll make some excuses for him because the wide receivers... they were banged up enough going into the game. And then Nico Collins is on the field. Maybe according to Floofy Bear, he was on the sideline with melancholy instead of an actual injury.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, did you see the play that people thought maybe Nico got popped in that game? Like the play that got him that injury in that game? But he got chipped downfield by a linebacker, like popped right in the ribs by a linebacker. Yeah. All right, so we're off and running. We're going to dig plenty into this game. We're here for 2 hours. The off-season stuff for us will probably be just sprinkled in and probably more attacked later on in the week because there's still a ton to dig into in this game and in this season here with the Houston Texans as we're off and running here on a Reaction Monday, the final Reaction Monday of the year, at least when it comes to Texans content. Saturday's game, though, in my opinion, as we're going to watch the conference title round next week, yet another one that won't involve the Texans. Saturday's game, in my mind, was lost long before Saturday. I'll explain coming up next.